Greetings to all of God's people. This is again Mordechai Joseph. We are now in lesson 417, and we're going to continue with chapter 28 of Deuteronomy. In verse 3, we read about the curses that will come upon people in the field, in the city. And then in verse 4, we read, Blessed shall be that is the fruit of your body. You see, what's the fruit of the body? You know, your children. Are children blessed today? Look at all the troubles they go through, all the sickness and disease, childhood diseases, the crime that is being committed against them, child abuse. Well, some are born deformed. So many of them, by the millions, are born deformed. They don't have a good life. Many of them are born in a drug addict because their mother, you know, or whatever, was injected into them, or smoke, or all kind of things like that. And worse than that, some people, period, cannot have children. You see, so you've got this adoption market and all kind of problems there. A lot of children end up because of wrong kind of relationship. They end up in foster homes and things like that. A lot of curses, you see. And God says, if you obey the law of Moses, you're not going to have any of these problems. In one fell swoop, you totally eliminate, you see, this whole problem. Which is a very, very complex one. And then you raise children, and then they grow up. They get in trouble. They get into drugs. You know, they get into all kind of mischief. They get out of the way, you know. There are boys that get, you know, girls pregnant. All kind of problems there. There are girls, you know, they get pregnant. They get VD, you know. They get venereal diseases, sicknesses of all kinds. You know, they get AIDS. You see? And you have to spend and spend and spend and spend so much on them. It's not a blessing. For a lot of people, you know, children are a curse, and then people, you know, get angry with their kids because they don't know how to discipline them properly, and they just, you know, lose their temper, and then they kill them. All kind of evil things like that happen. That's not a blessing, you see. And as God says about children, because of all that, because people do not obey the law of Moses, their parents don't, so they don't rear them properly, children become a curse. Well, that's what he read in Isaiah. As for my people, children are their oppressors. What are all the gangs all about? Where did they come from? You see, children that were not properly taught end up in gangs. And they bring a lot of misery on the city. Drive-by shootings, they're all kids, you know, that do it. Different ages. You see, that's not a blessing. Because all have rejected the law of Moses because the churches have taught to forget about the law of Moses, all done away with, and so forth. You see, because the government does not allow the teaching of the law of Moses in the school. You see, they think they're smarter. And so they try to solve all these problems that they could have avoided to begin with. You see, that shows you the insanity that is in man. That's why you read there in Revelation that the devil has deceived the whole world. All believe that. You don't need the law of Moses. You don't need the law of God. You don't need to come under that law. You see, and we're paying the penalty through the nose. And all kind of evil things that you can think of, all the miseries that come upon children and that come from children, you know, little kids now they get pregnant, you know, they're little boys now, 11 years old, and you get other girls, you know, 11 years old or sometimes even younger, pregnant, or they kill them, or they torment them, or, you know, I mean, all kind of evils like that. That's what this law is all about. That's what this teaching of Moses, this is the warning that he gave. This is what God is speaking through Moses to all of his children that he created, to the whole earth. You see? Curses will be everywhere if we reject the law of Moses, and blessings will be everywhere if we abide by the law of Moses. So whether we like it or not, whether we believe there is God or not, it's neither here nor there, we're going to come back as Moses said 3,500 years ago. He said, you're going to make the circle, full circle, go your own way, like prodigal sons, do your own thing. You're going to come around, and you're going to tell me, you know, Moses, you actually knew what you were talking about, you know, not an old fogey, you see. And in actual, you know, practice, you know, we're saying it to God, you're an old fogey, you see. He said, you're going to make the full circle, and you're going to obey this very law that I gave you today, all the statutes and judgments and precepts and testimonies, and you forget about your own vomit, your own junk that you call religion, your own teachings, and you'll obey this law of Moses, or else. And that's what God is saying. So, we have a choice. What do we want, life or death? You see? We want miserable life with all kind of curses, or we want abundance of life with all kind of blessings? The solution is very simple. And if you don't have the intelligence to understand it, you're a moron. And you can have 120 IQ or 300 IQ, you're a moron. You're an imbecile. You see? A little worm in the ground has more intelligence than you. Whether you like it or not, that's reality. Your own actions testify to your own stupidity and imbecility, and your actions show you what you really are. One of these days you're going to look in the mirror and confess that, and that's exactly what God says He's going to do to His people and all mankind. He is going to bring them to the point where He's going to make them look in the mirror and love themselves. You see? For what they have done. And He's speaking specific there about the people who is going to bring back in the second resurrection all those who ever lived. Not even the ones, and obviously He's going to do it to everybody. You see? That's what you read in Ezekiel 37. All mankind are going to come to that point to realize that they were all imbeciles and unintelligent people. And that includes the most brilliant among them. They're as stupid as they can be in the sight of God. They're fools. Anybody who rejects the law of Moses, you see, he needs a lobotomy. Now, that's what God is going to do literally to mankind. He's going to give them, as He said, another heart and another spirit. Because theirs doesn't work. It's all warped and demented from a very young age, and they don't know any better. That's what God is saying here. You want blessings? You want all the good things in life? You want utopia? Obey the law of Moses. You reject it, you're going to have hell on earth. It's because of that that people, you know, they think, well, you know, at least when I die, I'm going to go to heaven. God says, there's no such a place. God is there in heaven, and He's come down. He's coming down here to earth with heavenly Jerusalem. Now, where do you want to go? Now, you want to be marooned in outer space, in the middle of nowhere? See the stupidity of men and their religion, and all their lies and deceptions? You see? That's basically what happened to all of us. And one of these days, all of us are going to admit it. You know, those who believe in God, those who believe in Allah, those who believe in whatever they believe in, or those who don't believe in anything. You see, when all of us find ourselves with our face into the mud, going to raise us, pick us up, you know, by the seat of our pants, so to speak, and is going to make us look in the mirror and see ourselves for what we are. And nobody's going to be playing games at that time. That's exactly what Moses has told them. And one of these days, they're going to recognize that and stop playing games. That's what he's saying here. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. And if you are not, look in the mirror. You'll find out why. And the fruit of the land, you know, all the produce and crops, what do you have today? What do you need pesticides for? Herbicides and all fungicides and all these things. You see? And look how we're being cursed. And even if you don't have any of those things, you try to grow, so to speak, organic food. What does it mean, organic food? Can you prevent the smog from descending and polluting and defiling the land that grows that supposedly organic food? You can't. You know, can you prevent the poisoning of the water system? Because all the other farmers, you know, are dumping everything into their soil, and then that goes down, you know, into the water system, and you drink it. You can prevent that. There is no such a thing as organic food. You see? Ultimately speaking, you want organic food? Go back to the law of Moses. God is going to protect you from all these things. That's going to be the future. That's how utopia is coming back, when people return to the law of Moses. And it's not a dream. It's not a fable. It's reality. God is going to make it happen, whether you believe it or not. It's neither here nor there. So that's what he's talking about here, Moses. And how many people listen to him? Not even in the land of Israel. They don't listen to Moses. They make fun of Moses. Some say, you know, did not even exist. There is no God. And some say, you know, this whole epic, you know, Israel coming out of Egypt never happened. Just a fable, a story. Descendants of these people of Israel who were standing here listening to Moses. That's how insane people are. That's why they're paying the penalty there. And they've got the audacity, you know, to complain to God. Or to whatever they complain to. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body and the fruit of your land. That's if you're obedient. And the fruit of your cattle. Animals too. You don't need to clone. You don't need to do any of those things. You're going to have abundance and plenty. But people spend all this money and all this time and all this research, you know, the whole still the government, you know, we need more research, we need more funds, we need for what? To rectify the wickedness of our own hands. That's why. Well, if we were obedient to God, none of those things would be upon us. You see, that's how insane all of us are, and how hypocritical we are, and how bigoted we are. And we're paying the penalty through the nose, and we are never willing to learn. And that's the reason why the coming super mega Holocaust upon all mankind, where only 10% are going to be left alive, and God is going to deal with those remnant 10%, and is going to heal their hearts and minds, erase, and bring them back 1,000 years later. You see, you study the law of Moses, and then all those that came after him were inspired by the same God. You will find out all these things. Then you can say that you are an intelligent person. Before that, you are an idiot. And you can convince yourself otherwise all you want. You know, you may have, you know, intelligence in terms of going into space, but then you come home and you don't know how to handle your own wife and children. What kind of intelligence is that? You can have intelligence in terms of, you know, creating a computer and machinery and awesome things in science. You see, and then, you know, you go out into the street and there is drive-by shooting and you're dead. You see? And people do all kind of silly things like that. Is that intelligence? You see, that's selective intelligence, and that's all we have. We don't have real intelligence. We don't have, you know, the super intelligence that comes only from God through the law of Moses and all the other writings. That's real intelligence. You see, you don't have to do research and have science and have all those inventions. God created all those things. They're all there for our own benefit, and our idiocy was, you know, we want to pervert all those things, and we think that we can improve on God. That's what he's saying here. You shall be blessed in your land, you shall be blessed in your cattle, and the increase of your kind, that is, you know, all the animals that you grow, and the young of your flock, and all those things. You know, you're going to have cow disease, you know, the mad cow disease, and all the other diseases that you have there, where you have to butcher your animals, you know, by the millions. All that came because of iniquities against the law of Moses, and people don't recognize that. They think that's stupid. Okay. You keep paying the penalty, and then you're going to come around and admit that. That's when your wisdom is going to begin. Until then, you are not. Kid yourself all you want in all the, you know, the educational, you know, informational institution is all to no avail, because you still end up with the same mess. You see? So what value is it all? You know, to get a good job, get a good education, and so you get it, you get a PhD, and then you still have all the problems, you know, to tackle. But what did you get? You didn't go anywhere. You see? And then you got, you know, a little virus, and you're dead. A little germ, a little bacteria. You see? All these kind of problems. That shows you where real sanity and insanity come from. And all of us are insane when we reject the law of Moses, because look at what we have to put up with. And then we die. What did we accomplish? Absolutely nothing. Just like a puff of air, you know, existed for a few moments and thought that we were wise and intelligent. That's not intelligence. Verse 5, blessed shall you be your, you know, your basket and your kneading trough. In other words, everything that you do is going to be plenty there. And blessed, not cursed, blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. A lot of people are afraid to go out of their door. Look at Israel. A lot of people are afraid to go out of their door, go to work, you know, go to school, go here and go in there. But you've got terror everywhere. Why? They don't ask these questions. Why? They don't ask this question in every given city on the face of the earth. You come out of your home, somebody shoots you, or somebody gets you, somebody runs over you, you see? And all those evils everywhere. You're afraid coming in, you're afraid going out. That's why. Because the entirety of mankind rejected the law of Moses, which is the law of God. So whether they know it or not, they're all paying the penalty. That's why. He's going to make not only his own people Israel, but the entirety of mankind come to recognize that. And as you read through the prophets, people are going to come to Zion to seek the law of God, the Torah of God, the Torah of Moses, and the Word of God, and they're going to acknowledge all the lies that their forefathers have taught them in their religions. Or whatever, you know, belief they had, faith, or non-religion, whatever it may be. They're all going to acknowledge it, and they're going to seek the face of God and seek the law of Moses. I want to walk in it so that they too can be blessed. That's when Israel is going to be a blessing in the midst of the earth and not a curse. As God Himself said, as you were, speaking to His own people and the prophets, as you were a curse, not a blessing. They think they're a blessing to the world, people of Israel. As you were a curse among the nations, now you're going to be a blessing. Because now you're returning to the law of Moses and you're going to have all the blessings in the world, and then the whole world would want to be just like you. That's when you're going to be a blessing to the earth. Nowadays, God says about His people, generally speaking, they are a curse to the nations. They're the ones that come up with that vomit they call entertainment. You see, immorality, industry, technology, mixture of, you know, a little bit of good and an awful lot of evil in it, and iniquities, the weapon industry, the chemical industry, you know, germ warfare and all those kind of things. Much of that was invented by Israel. The nations of Israel, be it the house of Judah or the house of Israel, do not even know that they are Israelites. A curse among the nations, not a blessing. God is going to wipe that out, totally blot it out from under heaven, and He's going to begin a new society, the utopian society. A man shall be in his own land, under his fig tree and his vine, and nobody's going to rob him, nobody's going to make him afraid, nobody's going to steal his dignity from him. And there isn't going to be any bureaucracy or big brother to come and tell you how to live your life, because you are going to submit yourself to the ultimate big brother, God Himself, you see, who is going to do you good if you obey His law and commandments, the law of Moses. That's the simplicity of the whole, you know, message here, the entirety of what is called the Bible, the book. That's what it means, the book. Could be a holy book, could be an unholy book. Verse 7, God says, the Lord will cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before you. They shall come out against you one way and shall flee from before you seven ways. So if you're obedient to God and you've got all those enemies who want to grab from you what you have, that's the way God is going to take care of them. So you have nothing to fear. You don't need a weapon industry, you see. You don't need armies. You just go out and say boo, and they all flee in all directions, because God is going to be there scaring them to death. Literally. You see? That's what He said here. That's what He promised Israel. And there were actually some battles like that that were fought, like in the story of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, a very righteous king. Huge army came against him. You see? All around, like today we'll call them Arab nations, they came against him. And he was scared to death. He was afraid, because he knew he couldn't battle them. And so he went to God and told Him, look, there's nothing I can do on my own. And he was a righteous man, and Judah was righteous to a degree at the time, so they all totally submitted to God. You see? And all they had to do is just appoint a choir of musicians, of Levites, with instruments of music, and they went out there and played. And God went out there, and He made noises there. It scared them to death, and they all fled in all directions. And then they began to fight one another and kill one another. And as they went over there, they saw dead people all over the place. And there were several cases like that. You see? That's what He's talking about here. Well, look at us. Look at the defense industry. Much of the strength of nations goes into the defense, or offense, whatever you want to call it. You see? And there is no need for it. That's why later on the prophet would say the time will come where they're going to beat literally, you know, their swords and all the weapons of war, you know, and make instruments of farming, you see, tools. There would be no need, you know, there would be no need to go to war. Nobody's going to fight you. And people think, well, that's just fable, ethereal, never happens, you know, just la-la dreams, things like that. That's because they are imbeciles. That's why they think that way. They have no God. You see, they're blind, and if they do, they don't believe it. And that's the reason why this nation, you know, has a huge defense army. They can call themselves all they want a Christian nation, or obedient people, or whatever it may be, whatever religion they have there, you see. And they pray in their synagogues and churches. They really don't believe God. That's why they have an army. because they do not obey the law of Moses. So they have to go and fight. And you know how ugly wars are. Nobody's a winner. You see, even if you beat the competition, so to speak, you end up in a horrible mess for years to come with insane people, you know, like all those that came back from Vietnam. Because we have rejected the law of Moses. That's why. Verse 8, we read here, the Lord will command the blessing with you in your barns and in all that you put your hand unto, everything that you touch. You know, like the fable, story of King Midas, everything he touched turned into gold. God is going to bless all those things. It's not hocus pocus, it's not magic. It's cause and effect. You obey God, He blesses the whole creation. You disobey God, He brings curses. All kinds. Weather, curses, you see. Too hot, too cold, too humid, storms, devastating hurricanes, monsoons, earthquakes, you know, germs. You know, in every possible way, we're being cursed because we have all rejected the law of Moses. Whether we know it or not, it's neither here nor there. And so he says, the Lord will command the blessing with you in your barns and in all that you put your hand unto, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. And to Israel he gave that land, and to the whole earth he gave planet earth. And if they are obedient to the law of Moses, all of them are going to be blessed regardless of where they are. Verse 9, the Lord will establish you for a holy people unto himself, speaking about Israel, and whether they like it or not, or believe it or not, they are still his holy people, sanctified for a purpose, even though they do not act holy now. You know, only very few do. But God is going to restore them to himself, and they are going to be holy again. And they're going to be the light of the nations because that's what he swore to do and that's what he's going to do, regardless of all the false religions that rose and spoke otherwise and taught otherwise. And God is going to expose all of them for what they are. There are going to be a lot of red faces out there of people who supposedly are great religious leaders in the past 2,000 years. So he says he's going to make you a holy people unto himself. That's the way he determined to do it. That's the way he's going to do it. And you're going to be his people. You see? You have not been rejected. That's what he says to his people Israel. And so that's what Moses says. The Lord will establish you for a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto you. And he's not a liar. He's going to keep his oath. In spite of us, he's going to purge us and cleanse us and purify us with all the the troubles that are coming ahead of us and the ones that are happening throughout lifetime. A lot of people are learning lessons. It's not good to be evil. Better to be good. You see? But ultimately, he's going to totally pour it on all of humanity, beginning with his own people, Israel. You see? And then he's going to bring them out of it. And he's going to give them his spirit, and he's going to write the law of Moses in their hearts. That's what the New Testament, New Covenant, so to speak, is all about. Well, he's going to make it with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not the house of Poland, you know, or Italy, or any other nation on the face of the earth. You see? The house of Israel and the house of Judah is going to bring back from all the four corners of the earth, and the overwhelming majority of them, and their hundreds of millions, do not even know their identity. And the remnant of them, 10% of them, could still be about 50 million people, whatever. They will be brought back to their land, and he's going to give them the land from the Euphrates, you know, throw away the Iraqi from there, and the Syrians, and the Lebanese, and all those all around, and going to give it back to them as he promised from the beginning of time. That's going to be the land of the Lord, and has been always, and all people who are there are squatters, and they don't realize it. You know, they think they've got Allah on their hand. No, Allah is not on their side. You see? And they're going to learn that the hard way, because the overwhelming majority of them are going to be totally decimated in the next very few years. They don't realize that what's coming upon them. And God is going to begin with his own people. You see? He's God, the God of the whole earth. And then he's going to bring them back in the second resurrection, every single one of them. And he's got to give them the option. You've got the way of death, you've got the way of life. What are you going to do this time? You can imagine what they're going to do at that time. And so he said, as he swore unto your fathers, he's going to give it to you. You see? And the Lord Verse 11, and the Lord will make you overabundant for good. Not just have plenty, but overabundance. So much. In the fruit of your body, and in the fruit of your cattle, and in the fruit of the land, in the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers to give to you. Not to the squatters that call themselves Philistines. That's what it means, Philistines, invaders, or today, Palestinians. Same word. You see? They don't realize that the death penalty is hanging over them. There isn't going to be any peace agreement there, or land of Palestine. Even if temporarily they might have a little victory, which God is going to give them, to punish his own people. But their fate is, as is sworn against Amalek, I shall blot out the name of Amalek from under heaven. And when that time comes, you see, that's too late, unfortunately, unless they learn that lesson before that and turn away from their wickedness and evil deeds against the people of God and the land of God. You know, this is Allah speaking here, whether they like to believe it or not. You see, Muhammad claimed that he believed in all these words. He said, you know, himself, in the Quran, which no Muslim believes in. You know, they will have you believe that they believe in the Quran. They don't. Parts of it, yes. That's like the people of Israel. Parts of the Bible they believe in, but many parts they don't. And Muhammad made it very plain that God gave this land to the people of Israel forever. And he said he believed all those words that were given to Moses and to the prophets and to Jesus Christ and his disciples. But his people, that claim to be the followers of Islam, of Muhammad, they don't believe it. That's the reason why we've got all those Muslim world, you know, Muslim world and Arab world in particular, you know, the Palestinians. They do what they do because of that, because they don't believe their own prophet. They are the enemies of their own prophet, their own religion. They don't realize it. Because their clerics deceive them. They're going to pay another penalty in full when the day comes. And there would know whom to blame at that point. They are the enemy. Not the ones they think are. That's so pathetic. How the whole world is so confused and deceived. And others are supporting them in doing so. And a lot of them are Israelites to begin with who do not even know it. They don't realize what's coming on them because of that. So Moses tells them he's going to give you all these things. And not only in those days, when it happened, when he brought them to the land, but also in the future, the same thing is going to happen. And all the prophets spoke about that. Verse 12, and the Lord will open unto you his good treasure, the heaven, to give you rain of your land in due season. You know, they constantly have water wars in the Middle East. It's been always a problem. But if they were obedient to the law of Moses, that would have never been a problem. And they have it in many parts of the world. And people don't know. They say, it's just a cycle. Just a cycle of nature. You know, that just happens. But who is the creator? Who is in charge of all those laws? You see? They forget about that. Because they're so blind and ignorant and deceived and really extremely unintelligent. You see? Or else they would have known why all those things are happening. It's not La Nina, it's not El Nino, it's not this or it's not that. God is in charge of the weather. He decides who gets rain, who gets water, who doesn't. And based on their conduct, that's the way it happens. And based on his mercy. That's what Moses is telling them. One of these days they're going to realize that. They're not going to be fools anymore. So the Lord, he said, will open his good treasure, the heaven, speaking by the rain. He's the one that's setting the laws that make it possible to give the rain of your land in its season and to bless all the work of your hand. You're not going to have rain that is going to inundate and destroy. That's what the hurricanes are all about and monsoons and all that. They bring an awful lot of destruction along with good, you see. And people are suffering every single year and still never learning the lesson. And people go to the churches and pray to God to deliver him from that, the very people who despise the law of Moses. Because the prophets, you know, the false prophets, the preachers, whatever they call them, told them all these lies. And never dawned on them. Why all those things are happening every year? You see? And sometimes, you know, a lot of churches, you know, get destroyed. Tornadoes, all kind of things like that. It never dawned on them to know why. You see, when the blind lead the blind, you know, they all fall into the same calamity. and they're paying the penalty rather than returning to the law of Moses. And so that's what he's saying here. The Lord will open his good treasure, not bad treasure, but good treasure. And when a horrible storm comes and devastates your home, that's not good treasure. That's bad. Bad news. But then that's when he says later on, you know, if you disobey God, then the good treasure will become a bad treasure. And so he says, he will open the good treasure of heaven and to give you rain of your land in its season, when you really need it, not when you don't need it. And you shall lend unto many nations, but you shall not borrow. In what condition is the United States the richest nation on the face of the earth? We owe everything to everybody. You see? That's a great curse, the debt. But the trillions. And momentarily, it seems to me that things are getting well. And then short time after that, everything is way down, upside down again. Why? Because people continue to disobey the law of Moses. So God is merciful, gives us, you know, a few good years. And then if you continue to walk in the same way and become haughty and arrogant and continue to be rebellious, well, he pours it on us again. And so many people are in debt. And so many people, you know, are in, you know, in all kind of conditions that they shouldn't be in and become jobless, homeless, you know, all kind of things like that. And the nation owes so much, and the business, you know, community suffers, everybody suffers, all for the same reason. We're all disobedient to the law of Moses. And so we have to borrow. And so the banks own our property, the insurance companies own our property. Now you've got all those businesses, including grocery stores that have got their own banks, and they own your home and your car. You don't pay one, you know, one payment, it's gone. Why? Because we rejected the law of Moses. Simple as that. One of these days we're going to acknowledge that. And so he said, if you obey God, nations will come to you and borrow. You're not going to borrow from them. You know, the nations of the earth decide that they want their money. You see? This nation is gone. You see? Because we owe so many nations so much. Verse 13, and the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You're going to be on top, not at the bottom. Every single one of us, collectively and individually. And you shall be above only, every one of us. And you shall not be beneath. And if a lot of us are beneath with our faces to the ground, it's because we have rejected the law of Moses. And if you shall listen, Shema, you know, Shema in Hebrew. You see, listen and hear and obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. That's why it's called the law of Moses. And that's why God himself says, the one that became the Messiah, he's the creator, whether people believe it or not, it's neither here nor there, they're going to very soon. He said through the last prophet to his own people, you see, last prophet of the so-called Hebrew Scriptures, or the Old Testament, as some people call it, which is not an Old Testament. But he said through the prophet, remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded. That's what Moses is saying here. So it's a law of God, but, you know, Moses says, that's a law that God gave me, and I command you to do it. You see, which I command you this day to observe and to do. You see? All the way. Not just read it, say, oh, that's good, interesting, but don't do anything about it. You observe it, you keep it, you do it. You know, this day. And then he says also, and you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day to the right hand or to the left. God is not interested in conservatives on the right or liberals on the left. He's interested in righteous people. And yet look at the hypocrisy that you find in the politics of every given nation on the face of the earth. Yeah, there are those people, they call them the fundamentalists, they're on the right, and the people on the left. And they both accuse each other of being evil, and each one of them claims to be the right. Well, there is right here, and there is right there. But God is not interested in that. He wants people who are, period, right. So there is a conservative way, there is a right, there is a liberal way, and there is God's way, and these two factions are not in it. They're doing their own thing. A mixture of good and evil. You see? That's not right. So who is listening to Moses, who commanded us, don't be on the right, don't be on the left, don't be conservative, don't be liberal, be right. You see? Walk in the way of God. That's his religion. Anybody who does right walks in the religion of God, whether he knows it or not. You see? And that's why he's saying here, do not go to the right hand or to the left to go after other gods to serve them. Because when you end up departing from the right way and you go to become either on the right or the left, you're an idol worshiper. Now you look to your own people, your own man, your own philosophy, your own ideas. And in the old days, literally it was statues that people bowed down to, anything but God. You see? It's the same thing to this very day in different form. It's all the same. That's what halakha is all about. Unfortunately, a lot of it is going either to the right or going to the left. And a little bit, you know, where it should be. And so it's a mixture. A mixture of right, you see, the right way of God, the way of Moses, the law of Moses. And then based on rabbis and their inclination either to be on the right or on the left, they inject all that, they put it all together and make it a package deal, and they call it halakha, or Talmud, or Mishnah, or all the books that they come up with in Judaism, and then on the other hand, in so-called Christianity, they've got their own. And in every given religion, that's all they do. They take a little bit of good, and so every human religion on the face of the earth has good in it. You better believe it. Everybody knows it, who are in those religions. And this is how they are being deceived. And they forget about all the bad that is in it, which oftentimes is the majority of it. And God says through Moses, I'm not interested in that. You see? Just my way. Read my lips. Whatever I say, that's right. What you say that I say, that's your problem. It's not, no, that's not for me. And so that's one of the laws that God gave through Moses. Don't go to the right, don't go to the left. Don't be a liberal, don't be conservative. Don't be on the right. Don't be fundamentalist. You see? Don't be this and that, whatever people come up with, you know, evangelical or whatever. Walk in the law of Moses, exactly as he said it. You see? Because when Moses says, read my lips, you know he's not lying. You see? He speaks the truth. You cannot say that about any man. You see? Because only when God speaks, that's when you have the truth. That's why Christ said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, you see? And if you do not walk in this way, where do you walk? So people give lip service to that, those who call themselves Christians, and they walk in any given way but the way. This is the way that Christ was talking about, the law of Moses that he gave to Moses for all mankind, beginning with Israel. That was just the beginning. And they were commanded to be the light unto all the nations. And that's their commission. And they're going to fulfill it, whether they like it or not, at this point. You see? Because that's the way of God. That's what he's saying here. Don't go to the right, don't go to the left. Because if you do, you're going to end up in idol worship. Whatever, you know, you call it today. That's why there are so many religions and denominations and organizations and institutions, you know, and different decrees or creeds or catechism, you know, any name you want to give it, halakha, Talmud, this and that, and all divided and subdivided everywhere. Anything but the law of God, the law of Moses. You see? And each one of them thinks that he's right. All of them, you know, contrary to each other, and they all think they're right. That shows you the insanity that is in men. And so verse 15 he says, but it shall come to pass now, after the good news, not the bad news. You see, the good news with a warning of what to do. Not the bad news. It shall come to pass. If you will not listen, obey the voice of the Lord your God. You see, up to now you've got about, you know, certain verses here. 1 to 14, speaking about the blessings. But now it's going to have a lot to say about the curses. You see? We all know that. We don't do one good thing right, the consequences are many. You know, one tiny little mistake, you get drunk, get on the road, you see, a little thing, you know, just one extra glass of drink or two or three or whatever it may be, little thing. But look at the damage. You see? And you cannot reverse it. A lot of it you cannot reverse. If you get wounded, you know, you can be, you know, made well. You heal. But a lot of things that you do, you took somebody's life, you see? You lost an arm, a leg, an eye, whatever it may be. All kind of things like that. You can't reverse it. One little bad thing, so much damage. One little germ. One little, you know, bacteria. You see? Virus. Look at the damage. And so that's why you find many, many scriptures that talk about the damage. You see? When the good to begin with, that if people just did it, which is simple, would have avoided all that. So now Moses is going to describe all the ills of society that every one of us is aware of to one degree or the other as a result of rejection of the law of Moses. And so that's what he's saying here, beginning with verse 15, all the bad news. And after that, what to do with it. Verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if you will not listen or obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe to do all His commandments and His statutes, not yours, not mine, which I command you this day, because God gave me to give it to you, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Now begin to think about them in your own private life, nationally, collectively, as a group, as an individual, whatever it may be. Cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the field. And think about all the problems you have. This is where it is from. Verse 17. Cursed shall you be, that is the basket, your basket, your food, you know, your food product, your economy, you know, your livelihood, all kind of things like that. Cursed shall be your basket and your kneading trough. Cursed shall you be the fruit of your body. A lot of us know that in our own flesh and their flesh. And the fruit of your land, the increase of your kind, and the young of the flock. Cursed shall you be when you come in, and cursed shall you be when you go out. What do you think we have the, you know, the defense industry for? In terms of the nation, and the security industry in terms of the personnel, and you know, all the police, and then, you know, you have, you know, the locks and the security companies that come and secure your home, and all kind of insurance for this and that and the other thing. Look at all the penalty that we are paying in our idiocy and insanity, and we think that we are wise and intelligent people, you know, progressive people, modern people, and we are the most imbecile generation on the face of the earth since the beginning of mankind. And we don't know it. We're paying the penalty, and we'd rather pay the penalty than confess where we stand and return to our God and to the law of Moses. So God says, cursed shall you be when you come in and when you go out. You know, crime in the streets, everywhere. The Lord will send upon you cursing, discomfiture, you know, old language here, rebuke, and all that you put your hand unto to do, until you be destroyed, and until you perish quickly, because of the evil of your doing. It's not as some people say, it happens. And you know what word they put there. No, it doesn't happen. It is planned. Our own actions, our own deeds, our own behavior. We have been planning all along for all this evil to come upon us. They don't happen. Ultimately speaking, there is no such a thing, even as Solomon said, time and chance happens to all. You have to understand under what circumstances he said that and what does it really mean. You see? There are causes and there are consequences. Nothing happens. Accidents don't happen. They are planned by recklessness, you know, negligence. Some our part on our own that we have caused it, and others, you know, other people do it. You know, drunk drivers on the road and all kind of things like that. Not taking care of the car, not maintaining, you know, all kind of things like that. These are the results of it. Disobedience to a law that gave us soundness of mind and sanity, had to handle all matters and take care of all things and do things right for everybody. And oftentimes, many of those things, you know, we have nothing to do with them. Others have done it to us, but we are paying the penalty because one way or the other, we're all guilty of this or that or the other thing. And so that becomes cumulative, you know, and all of us are paying a lot of penalties that others have committed and others of our own. That's what he's saying here. All kinds of things are going to go wrong for you in every possible way. That's the law of Murphy. That's really what it means. It's the law of Moses. It's not the law of Murphy. Ultimately speaking, you do wrong. You disobey the law of God, which God commanded us through Moses. You see, all these things happen. And people are not willing to acknowledge that, but they will. Because God said so. And so he said, all these things will come upon you because of the evil of your doings, whereby you have forsaken me. Speaking about God. And me, speaking about Moses. And me, speaking about every man of God, prophet of God, speaking about every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. When we forsake that, it forsakes us. And then all hell breaks loose, as I say. You see? Unless we understand that, we would not know why did God let Johnny die? Why this problem happens? Why that evil happens? Why all kind of things go wrong? Why we come up with all kind of programs and plans and nothing works out as it should? Well, we're going to stop again here. And again, this is Mordecai Joseph. Greetings, all of God's people. Until next time.